This is KURA News. I'm Stella Chavez. KURA's been checking in with residents in Northeast Texas following an immigration raid last August. In the small town of Honey Grove, several families face an uncertain future after their loved ones were detained. Experts say this is especially hard on children. If parents are detained or deported, that trauma can last a long time. David Gomez can't stop thinking about his family and what could happen to them. His dad and uncle were among the 160 people detained by immigration enforcement agents at a factory that makes trailers for vehicles.
You just kind of worry about, like, what's going to happen, how they're going to be treated, and how, like, what the outcome of the situation is going to be.
He worries when he's at home and in the classroom. David's a senior at Honey Grove High School.
It kind of affects, like, the way when you go to school, you don't think. Like, you're not thinking at your full capability because you're just worrying about other things instead of worrying what you're supposed to be worrying about at school, which is education.
This isn't unusual for students whose family members are undocumented. That's according to Luis Sayas. He's dean of the School of Social Work at the University of Texas at Austin, and he's researched what happens to children whose parents get detained.
These children are always living in a state of vigilance. They're always concerned about the possibility that one day their parent might be detained and deported.
Zayas says children of undocumented parents worry about drawing attention to themselves or their moms and dads. They may even avoid participating in certain activities.
We see sometimes that they know their parents' schedules so well that they will know their parents' arrival time after work. And when the parent is late 10 or 15 minutes, the child becomes very anxious about, what is this the day that my parents get detained?
So when there's an immigration raid like the one at the trailer factory in Northeast Texas, it's a child's biggest fear come true. That's why it's important for students to have the support of not just family, but friends and teachers. Because, Zaya says, people at school know the students well.
Information, comfort, and hope are what we can give children at a time like this, not sugarcoating it, but really telling them the truth while being able to hold them emotionally during a time that's very traumatic for children.
After the raid, the Honey Grove School District brought in counselors to talk with students. They let students call their moms who were afraid of leaving their homes. Jeanette Uribe is the secretary at Honey Grove High School. She says the day after the raid, it was hard to pretend like nothing happened.
But if you don't try to make it a normal day, then your kids are already sad enough that you have to set an example for them. You can keep going even though it's hard.
Something else that helped, with immigration cases going before judges, teachers wrote letters on behalf of students whose parents were detained. 16-year-old Abigail Rubio got one of those letters. Her dad worked at the trailer factory.
They were just talking about how, like us, like my siblings and I are at school, and how basically talking to the judge, saying that how my dad, he shows his interest in our education, in our interest in our lives.
Abigail's aunt, Sandra Rubio, teaches English as a second language and students with dyslexia in the district. She had a nephew, two brothers-in-law, and an uncle who were detained. So she's not only concerned for her students, she's worried about her own family, too. That's given her a deeper understanding of what students are going through, and that's helped her bond with them.
I've always told them, anything you guys need, I mean, get a hold of anyone. It doesn't have to be me. Just tell us what you guys need.
In these difficult times, these students and families say they welcome that support. Stella Chavez, KERA News.